Now, if you snap and share photos on your mobile phone, there's a strong chance you, like millions of others around the world, use a site called Instagram. But the site, which is now owned by Facebook, is facing a backlash from users today. Users who are fearful that Instagram is planning to sell their photos to advertisers. What's going on? Stilgherrian is an IT writer and broadcaster, and he joins us from our Sydney studio. Hi, Stilgherrian.
Good afternoon, Louise.
Yeah, what's the story here? I know Instagram is trying to kind of back down now and say, oh, we just used wrong language and people should not be scared. What's the story?
Yeah, look, I guess I should kill the rumour straight up. Instagram is not proposing to sell your photographs because they don't own them. I mean, you own your photographs. What you do, though, is whenever you put your photographs or any other content for that matter on any of the online services, the terms and conditions mean that you give them a license to do certain things with it. Now, some of that is the bare minimum. So to show your photograph on someone else's computer, which is something you want to happen,
yeah,
they need a license to do that. Otherwise, it's copyright infringement because they don't own your photograph. You have to give them formal permission to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So every online network has that in the terms and conditions. But these networks have to make some money somehow because they're not charging you any money. So there'll also be conditions in there which give them the right to do other things which will be involved in their money-making activities. Now, the thing that Instagram did in this case is their previous terms and conditions were, look, the wording was a bit vague about what they could and couldn't do, and although I'm not a lawyer, my personal opinion is that was possibly a kind of train wreck waiting to happen. Now that they're part of the Facebook empire, they wanted to get that wording consistent with the rest of the Facebook empire, but they also wanted to give themselves the ability to somehow use all of the millions and millions of photographs in some way as part of their promotional activity, i.e. sponsored content, so that they could make some money. Now, the problem is people looked at the new wording and thought, hang on, you're doing this, and it specifically said without paying anything to you. So people felt a bit ripped off by that. They thought, hang on, you're using that my photograph to make money, but I don't get any of the money. And then that got confused with the idea of selling your photograph. Now, as I said, Instagram can't sell your photograph. They don't own it. But what they can do is sell an advertising or promotional package which somehow involves your photographs.
And what if you don't want that to happen? What if you don't want one of your photos associated with a particular product?
Then your photograph shouldn't be on Instagram.
Right.
I mean, it's and people said, oh, this is terrible, you can't opt out, and the only way to get out of this is to close down your Instagram account. Well, yes, this is the rules of the game. This is the exchange. You know, in exchange for Instagram providing a data center and software and internet bandwidth to host the photographs of 100 million users, that's got to be paid for somehow. And this is the exchange. You know, they're not charging you money, but they are taking a license, or you are granting them a license to do money-making activities. And I guess people got confused with the idea of selling a license to use the photograph in certain ways as opposed to selling the photograph itself. But this is the exchange, and it's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter for that matter. Any of the online services that you're not paying money for, you're paying in some other way.
So does that mean that if someone put a photo of their child up on Instagram, that photo of that child could be linked to promote a certain service or product that Instagram is associated with?
Well, yes, and that was people's fear, and people feared that their photographs would be used as part of an advertisement itself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this morning, Australian time, Instagram issued a clarifying statement and said, no, we don't mean that. We don't want to use your photographs as part of advertisements themselves. So they're going to have another go at the wording to make that a bit clearer. But what they want to be able to do is experiment with new forms of things and of promotion. Now, they haven't specified this, but, you know, I've been bouncing around a few ideas with people during the course of the day, and it might be something as simple as, well, we're having a winter-related promotion and it's promoted by the Canadian Tourist Board or something, so, you know, everyone show us your best snow photographs, or it's National Dog Week, show us your, you know, your funniest dog photograph, and it would give them permission to use your photograph as part of that. I guess, you know, when you enter your photograph into a competition of some sort, mm-hmm. you have to sign it away every time you do it for a competition. What Instagram is clearly after is all of that permission to be sorted out in advance once and for all, so then they don't have to keep coming back to you manually, you know, each time. But because they've been unable to say precisely what they plan to do, and this is the thing, I mean, they need the legal framework in place before they can even start to experiment, because they're your photographs. It's kind of a chicken or egg thing. You know, people say, well, Instagram, what are you going to do? And they say, well, we haven't worked that out yet. That's our next task.
So stay tuned and keep watching. Stilgherrian, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Louise.
Stilgherrian, thank you. He's an IT writer and broadcaster.